This is Lee Billy, a.k.a. Leroy Coolbreeze, bass player from the rock band Victim. And you are listening to Power Rock Podcast with Jim Madonna. Crank it up, baby. Ooshwa!
Hey everyone, Jim Madonna here, your host of Power Rock Podcast. I'd like to welcome you all to yet another episode, bringing you the best interviews from around the globe. And friends, today is no different, because I have on the line Lee Billy, a.k.a. Leroy Coolbreeze, a Victim, on the line. Lee Billy, welcome to the show, man.
It's great to be here, Jim. It's my honor and pleasure to be on your show, man.
No, actually, you know what? It's a pleasure for me, my friend. You know, I came across your band, Victim. And I just want to tell you, man, you guys got so much to offer. I felt the need to contact you. And I just want to thank you, man, for giving me this opportunity, because you guys rock, man.
Thank you, man. I thank you very much.
All right, Lee Billy, why don't we go ahead and why don't you give the listeners some history about yourself? And what we're going to do is we're going to play some tracks throughout this interview off the album Here's to You.
Okay. I'm a Northampton boy. Born and raised in Northampton, from a family of six brothers. Got my musical start when I was about 19, standing in front of the Roxy Theater, which I don't know if you know, but it's a pretty famous place up here. Lots of bands played there, AC/DC, Heart, Billy Joel, Kiss. And I was standing in front of the Roxy one day, and I saw this dude standing across the street, and I'm like, man, he looks like a rocker. And I said, I'm going to go over and talk to him. I knew him. He was a lot younger than me. His name's Butchie Frack. And went over to him and said, man, you look like a rocker. He goes, yeah, I got a band going on, but we don't have a bass player. And I said, hey, dude, I will play bass, man. If you let me come in the band, I'll play bass for you. And we hooked up. We started off as a band called Tantrum. It was a four-piece band. And eventually, one of the guitar players dropped out. We changed our name to Hampton, played in the Valley. All original music, which is tough up here because cover bands, they could make it up here. Original bands, it's very tough. And we were in the circuit for about, I'd say, 11 to 12 years. And eventually what happened is we just lost our steam. We split up in 1991. I continued looking to play and was offered an audition for a band called Iron Bottom Sound. I was married at the time, and my wife was like, no, no, no more band stuff. And then in about 1999, I got saved, which was awesome. Started to look for a church to play in and eventually became the worship leader there, which was odd because I didn't think you could play this kind of music in church at the time because I was out of the church for at least 15 to 20 years. And I became the worship leader. And was there for, I helped plant the church. It was a 12-year stint. As time went on, I went back to my old ways, which weren't good. I got involved in drugs again and eventually was relieved from my position at the church. Went to rehab in 2012 and became, I went there for 30 days, came out, wasn't let back on the worship team. So I left that church and helped plant another church and became the worship leader there. That's my current church. It's called Nazareth River Bend Church. Things started happening. I played in an outside music ministry. It was called Res Music Ministry at the same time I was doing that. I played in the Res Music Ministry for 12 years. The lead vocalist in Victim now, and my girlfriend came to see me play at one of these shows that we did, and they were like, dude, you don't belong up there. Pondered that thought. Prayed a lot to God, and eventually hooked up with Moser, Wamsi, and Buddha, which were former, the original Victim they are. And they asked me if I want to play bass in the band, and I said, that's my dream, because in my heart, I'm a rocker. They said, let's put the band back together. At first, it was just me, Buddha, and Moser. And I said to Moser, I said, if we can get the original drummer back from Victim, I will quit the Res Music Ministry, and I will play in Victim. And that's what happened. Once we started rehearsing a little bit, Wamsi said he would be back in as drummer. And since then, we practiced, went to the studio. studio, recorded this CD, and here we are now. And things are really looking good for us. We have a lot of things on the table that aren't set up yet. We have gigs coming July 13th with Richie Ramone from the Ramones. And the next night we're playing a Chicago nightclub gig up here. We're working on playing a show at the Roxy Theater, which, like I told you before, infamous place where many, many major bands played. And we just got a phone call the other day that from Kevin Farkas and Michael Miller, and they want us to something together because we're the hometown band here. And we're working on that now. And just things are looking good. I mean, things are coming from all different places. We're getting played internationally on the radio. We're getting played locally on the radio. And things are just on fire for us right now. We're working on a rehearsal spot right now. We don't know for sure if it's going to be our spot because there's a problem with getting power to it. Otherwise, we're just going to continue practicing at my store and just keep moving from here.
I really appreciate what you said. You know, you got mixed up in something that was very negative, you know, drugs. And, you know, it's really, it's awesome to see God work and how he can take a negative situation, turn it around, and give you the desires of your heart, as it states in the Bible. Now, we're not going to make this about Victim is not it's not a Christian ministry, or am I incorrect in saying that?
For me, it's a place where if God put me in this place, like I said before, I played in a music ministry, we were playing to all Christians. Now I'm in a secular rock band where the field is ripe. Any club that we play, any venue that we go to, I'm sure there is a lot of people that we can reach through the music and testimonies of each of us. Guitar player is a Christian. The lead singer is a Christian. I'm a Christian. The drummer, we're working on him. But it's just an option. It's a vehicle. This band's a vehicle to go out in the public as a secular band to reach other people through the music. You know, they might think, you know, these guys can't be Christians with the music they're playing, but we are Christians. And it's just another avenue to reach people through music and through conversation with people in places where I'm sure God is not promoted. But for us, it's a place where we can reach people through our music and get to talk to people about what God has done through our band. And that's basically why I'm in this position playing bass in this band, not on plans that I had. It's just the plans that God had for me. I went through a totally rough divorce and became stronger through it. And it also opened up the avenue for me to get in a band and play the music that I love. I love hard rock. I love metal. This is where God has us. And if this is where he has me, I'm not going to question it. I'm not going to question his authority or his plans for my life. I am just following where God has taken me.
That's awesome, man. It really, truly is. What I want to do now, Lee Billy, is I want to talk about the album Here's to You. You've got, like I stated in the beginning of this interview, that we're going to go ahead and play some tracks. And the first track that I want to talk about and play is the song Allentown. How about you go ahead and give the listeners some history about that tune?
Well, being from the Lehigh Valley, Allentown is the biggest city closest to Northampton. That's where most of the action happens up here. Basically, it's just a song about Allentown. I mean, other people have written songs. Billy Joel written a song by Allentown. A local musician up here written a song called Allentown. And this song was written at least 5 years ago. We decided that putting this on here can give us a definite track to reach people up here. And Allentown is a crazy place. We have people that we know there. A lot of venues are up in Allentown. And we're working on, people are playing that song on local radios because we're in the Lehigh Valley. It's about Allentown, and it's taken off. A lot of local stations are playing that song right now. When we go start playing, I'm sure that's going to be one of our most popular tunes.
Well, I'll tell you what, it is definitely a killer tune. So why don't we go ahead and let the listeners hear Allentown with Victim on Power Rock Podcast. Crank it up.
Down on my luck, I never got the money, honey, I ain't got enough. Doing alright for a life so tough, looking for another for a pick me up. Light 'em up and knock 'em down, I'm doing fine just fooling around. Set 'em up and ship 'em out, I'm getting down in Allentown. You'll catch me six and Nickley. Barkeeper Mark, he's got a few words for me. He fights a good fight against a social disease. Line 'em up and knock 'em down. I'm doing fine, just fooling around. Set 'em up and ship 'em out. I'm getting down in Allentown. Get down.
Welcome back. We are with Lee Billy, a.k.a. Leroy Cool Breeze. Man, brother, great stuff.
Thank you, man. Hey, you want to know how I got that Cool Breeze name?
I do want to know how you got that name.
Okay. I was watching The Police in concert, and the drummer, Stuart Copeland, had a shirt on that said Leroy Cool Breeze. Everybody calls me Leroy. My sixth grade teacher gave me that name. And I came to the store the one day and said to Moser, man, I just saw this dude. He has a shirt that says Leroy Cool Breeze. And ever since then, that's all these guys, they call me Cool Breeze. You know, they don't, not necessarily Leroy, but they just call me Cool Breeze. And it fits, it works. And now that's my moniker when I'm on stage, you know?
It's really cool, man. Let me ask you this. You know, how do you feel that the music industry is today?
Okay, back when I played in Hampton, It was a tough way to go. We played all originals in clubs around here. We reached a certain level of acceptance, having cover bands being the main thing up here. It was tough for us to reach audiences with original music. Back then, you had to send CDs to record companies, or not even then, cassettes we had to send. So we're talking a while ago. We never knew if our cassettes got listened to by record companies. It was like we send them and never heard back. So it was like, did they listen to them or did they throw them in the trash? But nowadays, we could with social media, it's an awesome avenue to reach internationally. not only locally, but internationally. And that, to me, that is the biggest change in the music industry now. I notice that most places, when they have concerts, it's all 80s, 70s, or, well, Aerosmith's a 70s band. They still sell out arenas all the time. But we got these bands, Motley Crue, all the 80s bands, Cinderella, they still sell. But sooner or later, there has to be a change with the younger bands coming in. There has to be a change where these young bands start selling out arenas. How it's going to happen, only God knows. We feel, our band, we have an 80s sound with a modern sounding vocalist. And we believe we could be a band that does set that change for where venues are starting to sell out with these new original bands. Right now, it's just every Def Leppard, Tesla, Styx. Those are bands that are, 30 years old, 40 years old?
You know, and I want to share this with you, man. When I started doing interviews, I really geared it towards the indie artist. However, very blessed and honored to do mainstream artists. But, you know, the reality is this. We're listening to the same stuff we did when we were kids. And
yes.
I really, truly believe that the industry is afraid of change.
We believe we're a band that can do that.
Well, you have to believe it. You have to believe it, because if you don't believe it, it's just simply not going to become a reality.
Exactly.
All right, the next song, yeah. Lee Billy, I want to talk about is called Chains. How about some history on that?
The history of that song is basically, it's not a love song, that's for sure, but it's about breaking those chains of past relationships that went sour. Including and for me, I didn't write the song, but I could relate to the song, because going through divorce, it's a tough thing, divorce. I was with a woman for 38 years. It was a nasty divorce. When I got through it, it opened these doors up for me to play in this band. Otherwise, I couldn't do this, what I'm doing now. So it's like God gave me the opportunity to go through that rough, go down to the valley, crawl my way back up out of the valley, and reach to the point where I'm at now. And Chains is just a song that says, hey, when it's time to cut the ties with your past, to reach a point where God has put you in a position where you are actually doing what your passion is, and that's playing this rock and roll and playing with Victim. And Chains was written a long time ago, too, by Moser. Basically, the song is, when you break the chains, you can move on. God has another place for you, and another opportunity opens up, and this is where it leads to. It brings you to a point where His grace is enough. You know, His grace is enough to put you somewhere where you never thought you would ever be. And that's right now, that's where I'm at. I'm at a point where I would have never expected to be doing this in the future of my life. And God gave me the opportunity, and Chains just explains it all.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. Here it is. Chains with Victim. Crank it up on Power Rock Podcast.
Can't you feel me begging by your door?
And we are back with Lee Billy. Lee Billy, who do you draw your inspirations from?
God. That's my passion in life is music. And that's been my passion since 1979. Like I said, God put me in all these different situations. First, a rock band, which was crazy because my first rock band was about sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And I wanted to be a rock star. That's all I wanted to be. But God had a different plan for me. God took away the rock band, went to the Christian music scene, brought me back to the rock and roll scene. And my inspiration comes from God first. The first time I saw Ozzy Osbourne, Blizzard of Oz, the boys in Hampton, we sat there and we were like, oh man, this is blowing us away. So we started taking it really seriously, because when we saw Blizzard of Oz, the first time I saw Blizzard of Oz was at a stable arena, which holds 7,000 people. And there was about 500 people there. So we got to sit wherever we wanted to. So we sat right in the center. We didn't stand on the floor and everything. And we just were in awe of Randy Rhoads. And for me, Rudy Zarzo was the bassist at the time. And since I saw him, he was like, that's where I want to be. And got this opportunity with Victim to put me in a position where I could finally play rock and roll again. And that's my passion, is rock and roll.
Right on.
And God put me there. I had nothing to do with it. It was just all these events happened and everything worked out. I didn't know how it was going to work out. After I got divorced, I'm like, what am I going to do with my life? And Moser came back from L.A., and they wanted to put the band back together, and they asked me to join, and I'm like, oh, man, I'm all in.
Can the fans expect another CD anytime soon or what?
Oh, yeah. We already have a CD, and another CD in the works. It's going to be called No Remedy. Once we play a couple gigs, probably in the fall, we'll go back and record it again, a new CD. And it's going to be a full-length CD this time, not just an EP. So we'll probably have 12, 13 songs on it, and we have half of those written already.
Next track I want to talk about is R&R. How about some history on that one?
R&R is just straightforward what rock and roll is about. I mean, listen to the lyrics. It's all about what rock and roll is. You know, it's straightforward. It's not anything that's progressive or anything. It's just in your face, rock and roll.
Well, here it is, R&R with Victim. Crank it up on Power Rock Podcast.
I'm up to no good, don't live like I should. Well, baby, that's great, I wouldn't change if I could. Well, I've got no future, I'll be just fine. We're all gonna die and I'm wasting no time. Don't scrutinize, open your eyes. One day you'll wake up and then you'll realize. I answer to no one, I take what I see. Do what I want when I live my life free. I am clear. Don't answer to promises fumbled through beer. You fell in love, I'm having fun. When I hit the sheets, bitch, it's all hit and run. It was so easy to get in your head. Next time, consider who you let in your bed.
Hey, hey, feels like rock and roll.
Hey, hey, feels like rock and roll. Just a game, drinking some Flate.
smokehead of rain. I'm killing myself, but right now I feel great. Angels are falling, I'm making it rain. Demons are calling, I'm breaking the chains.
All right, welcome back. We are with Lee Billy, bassist of Victim. And Lee Billy, I want to just ask you a couple more questions, and we're going to go ahead and close the show out. What inspiring words would you give to somebody that wanted to get into the music industry?
If you have that passion, stick with it, because God gave it to you. And I'm talented in other areas, and I got gifts from God in other areas of my life. I'm the only musician in my family. I have creative abilities in cooking food, but my passion is playing rock and roll. And if that's what somebody wants to do in their life, I say, if that's your passion, get in the woodshed, practice your butt off, and things will start happening to you.
Lee Billy, and this is my final question, and it's this, and then we're going to go ahead and close it out. What type of legacy do you want to leave your friends, family, and fans?
Through perseverance and hard work, anything's possible. With God with you, anything is possible. And if you have a dream that you want, God will take care of you, and he will lead you in a direction that you won't imagine. You can't imagine. Hard work and finding the right musicians to play with is the key to what happens. Is God will put those musicians in your life. And when that happens, you'll see the magic work, because we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. We are just trusting in God to put us in the places where he wants us. And if God wants us here now and here later, so be it.
That is just a great answer. Well, Lee Billy, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and close the show out. And I want to say to you, man, that I wish you guys the utmost success in all that you do, man. And I'm going to call it a prayer, brother, that it's simply this, man. I pray that God continues to bless you, your friends, the band, and that, you know, the Bible says in Psalms 37, verse 4, it says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. And I want to.
Amen, brother. Use that all the time.
I want to claim that prayer for you, man. I truly, again, just want to thank you for this opportunity, you giving me this time, man, to rap with you and, you know, get some history about yourself and the band. And I want to let you know, man, that, you know, you've gained a new fan. And I hope through this interview and the works of course, God, that he just rewards you in abundance, man.
I thank you, Jim, man, so much. And I praise God for this opportunity that you've given me.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Lord. You know, all the best to you.
I thank you, Jim.
All right. Well, there you have it. An interview with Lee Billy, bassist of the hard rock band out of Northampton, PA. Victim, this is Jim Madonna, your host of Power Rock Podcast. We're going to go ahead and close this show out with one more tune. This one here is called Brutalizer. Crank it up.
Another backstage of the show. I got a hot little number. Baby, do you wanna taste my rock and roll? And everybody's bitching. I'm a man on a mission. Revs up, ready to go. Brutalize me and I'll brutalize you. I'm the
back on the attack. I thought everybody had knew. Running up your class and I'm kicking someone's ass. Living every lie that is true. Gotta hide a little baby. Come and drive me crazy. Let me cover you. And everybody's bitching. I'm a man on a mission. Doing what the hell